Okay, beer me.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
Friday means Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Good morning, buddies.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hello.
This week, we've got another one from Laughing Monk Brewing and their collaboration with Santa Cruz. We had one of those collabs about 2-3 weeks ago. Here's another one called Screaming Wave. This one is a West Coast IPA, 7% ABV.
I love this can. The logo is amazing. The screaming hand is like the iconic Santa Cruz logo from my youth. So this definitely speaks to me. Let's pour this out, not for the homies, but into our beer clean glass.
And we're homies. We're homies. Come on.
Both, either one.
Yeah.
We can go through our AATMF for those listening. That is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. Pouring this out, you know, this is real light, you know, light in color and has a little bit of a haze to it. So for West Coast, normally you expect a filtered product that's kind of like copper in color. And this is closer to the hay color spectrum of SRM. So it's a little bit lighter, golden in color, but it's got really nice head retention. And you definitely have some West Coast aroma coming out of the beer.
I definitely get, you know, the West Coast, you know, pine and citrus. On the can, it says something dank. I don't get a ton of that. But, you know, it smells like a very classic West Coast IPA. As I get into my first sip here.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, I'm going to go out on a limb and say like the Sierra Nevada Torpedo or the Lagunitas IPA, where you kind of have that standard, you know, West Coast style of stuff that we know for us. It's a, you know, Monday. It's a regular Monday through Friday. But for, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, East Coast, Southwest, things like that, like they don't typically get West Coast flavors all the time in abundance like we do. But this thing is, you know, I definitely wouldn't qualify it as dank, but it does have some good West Coast notes. I would say it's a lighter dank, if that's even a word.
I think lighter dank is a band that we've seen at the Phoenix.
lighter shade of dank.
I get a lot of the citrus, like the grapefruit and the orange pith. And then, you know, for 7%, I expect a little bit more slickness to it. There's definitely some good hop bitterness at the end, which I think is a good way to sort of round out, you know, what I get as the citrus pith. You know, but I think I want this, like at 7%, I think I want this to be a little stickier. Not a lot.
Yeah. No, but I, because when we say West Coast, you kind of, you know, for us, we think of Hop Stupid and Palate Wrecker and those big flavors. And so when you don't get that, you feel like it's, you know, it's not quite as West Coasty as it's advertising. But on the other side, it's super approachable. And this is something that is, you know, maybe for those hazy lovers, it's a more approachable, you know, West Coast style of beer. This does remind me more of a West Coast pale ale than an IPA. But it's really, I mean, it's sharp flavors. It has enough hop notes to be an IPA, but not enough to be like a double and smack you in the mouth with a hammer style of IPA.
It's oddly refreshing.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we're just a couple months away from all the triples and doubles coming, so this will be
good. Well, yeah, we'll be here before we know it.
This beer is good. I'm like a thumbs, like three quarters. It's good. I don't know if I would order a second one. I mean, if it was offered to me, I would definitely take it. It's good. I don't dislike it. I just, you know.
If someone was buying, I would be persuaded into drinking this.
Yes.
Well, look, man, we've sampled some beers that you couldn't pay me to drink again. So.
I think for what this beer is, you know, I think it's mislabeled a West Coast IPA. It should be a West Coast pale. But for the most part, it's got, to me, it has just enough hop notes to be noticed and pick up on those things, and also you still get a little bit of the pale malt in there. So to me, this is a good balanced beer. It's 7%. It's kind of a crusher, so I like it. I'm gonna go thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm also gonna go thumbs up. I like it. I like the idea of it being approachable. Again, I think maybe I'm just becoming a wuss. I don't know. That's just how it is. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You loser.
Yeah.
all right. So mostly positive reviews here for Screaming Wave West Coast IPA from Laughing Monk Brewing / Santa Cruz. You can check out this beer 30 and all the others, 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out Sports Meets Beer. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Danny. You too.
Cheers, boys.